Let's continue on Pei Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara is dealing with the issue that Chazal instituted that a Yavam, all of the possessions that he inherits from his deceased brother, have a lien on them for the ksuba of his Yavama, and therefore he's not allowed to sell them. So Bo Minimei Ula asked the question of Ula. Yibim, let's say he did the Yibum, and then he tries to give away some of these possessions. Mahu, what's the halacha? Ula answered, lo'asav lo klum. It's meaningless. Didn't take any effect. Chilek, v'achakach yibim. Let's say he tried to give it away when she was only a shomeres yavam. Then he did the yibim. Mahu, what's the halacha? Again, Ula said, lo'asav lo klum. It was meaningless. Maskevah Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes challenged this. Hashta yibim v'achakach chilek lo'asav lo klum. If you're going to say that even after Yibum, when he married her, and as we've learned in the Mishnah, once one marries a woman, once he marries the Yavama Rei Kishto, he can't give away these possessions. So Chilek V'achakach Yibim Mibaya, certainly if he's trying to give away the possessions before the Yibum, he can't do so. Answer the Gemara, that's true. If he would have been teaching halachos, you're right. Once you say the halacha that Yibim V'achakach Chilek L'osav L'oklum, I could already figure out that chilek v'yachakach yibim loss of loklum. But shnei ma'isim havu. These were two different stories. There was a fellow who was miyabim, and then he tried to give away the possessions. And then there was a fellow who tried to give some of the possessions, and then was miyabim. And in each instance, ula paskin, the lien is so strong that loss of loklum afilu b'di'evet. Kiyasa Ravan Amar Rish Lakish, when Ravan came from Eretz Yisrael, he told us in the name of Rish Lakish, that Bein Yibim V'yachakach Chilek, and Bein Chilek V'yachakach Yibim, Lo Asa V'lo Klum. That the lien on the Nechasim of the mace is so strong that whether he tries to give away these possessions before Yibim, he tries to do Yibim and then give away the possessions, it's meaningless. V'hil Chasan, that's in fact the Halacha, Lo Asa V'lo Klum. Going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Chachamim Omrim, the sages say, Peiros HaMechubarim LaKarka, if the Shomeres Yavam has from her husband land with fruits, and the fruits are still attached to the ground, then Shalom, it belongs to the Yavam. Asks the Gemara, why should it belong to the Yavam? It's pretty clear that all the possessions of the mace have a lien on them for her ksuba. So Amar Rish Lakish said you have to change it. Tani that the Chacham agree that Shalah, they really belong to her. Then the Mishnah says, Kansa, once a person marries his Yavama, Harei Kishto L'chol Davar, she's fully his wife. My Hilchasan, in regards to what is she his wife? I'm Rabbi Yosef Chanina. Rabbi Yosef Chanina answered Lomar to say, Shemegar Shabaget, if he wants to divorce her, now he needs to give her a get, not a chalitza. Umarzira, just like a person's allowed to be marzir gushasa when he divorced his wife, he's allowed to remarry her. Even if the wife that he divorced had once been Isha Sachiv, he's allowed to remarry her. Ask the Gemara Megarsha Beget, he divorced her with a get. Sheet, of course, why not? I mean, there's a marriage, so the Gerishin is with a get. Answer the Gemara, Mal the time you would have thought to say, V'yibma Amrachmana, Hashem said he should be Miyabim her. And therefore, a dying Yavuman Rishon Aleh, once she's married, she's called a Yavama. There's a Zika on her. And therefore, to exit that marriage, perhaps Latiski La Beget, a get wouldn't be enough. Ela B'chalitza, she needs a Chalitza done. Kamash Malans, that's what the Mishnah teaches us, that that's not so. Machzira, then you said another point the Mishnah is teaching us is that he remarries her. Sheet again, that's obvious. Of course, he Machzira Pshita. Of course, once a man divorces his wife, the Yavama, he's allowed to remarry her. And again, answers the Gemara Ma'udatim, we would have thought to say, basically, every Yibum is a very troubling thing. This woman is an Eshes Ach. She's prohibited. But because there's a mitzvah that overrules Eshes Ach. So Ma'udatim, we would have thought to say, mitzvah, the Rabbi Rachman Alei Avda. Now that mitzvah's already been done. And therefore, has to take him away. The prohibition of Eshes Ach should return.
Kamashbalan. That's why I need the Mishnah to teach us that it doesn't. Vemachanami, why don't we taka say that? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Velak Chalol Isha, he's to take her to be his wife. That teaches us, Kivan Shalakha, once he takes her Nasis Kishto, she becomes his wife. However, the Mishnah said, while the Yavam is his wife, Bilvacha takes Subas al Nichse Bala Rishon, the lien to pay off her Ksubas, the possession, is on all of the possessions of her first husband. My time, what's the reason? Why doesn't he, the Yavam, have to, why aren't his possessions, the possessions of the Yavam, obligated to pay her Ksuba? And so the Gemara, Isha Hiknu Lomen HaShamayim. The Almighty gave him a wife. It wasn't that he chose it. Hashem made him have this woman and put the Ksuba on him. And therefore, the ksuba is on his deceased brother's possessions. However, yules lamarishon, if the first husband's possessions are not sufficient, islamisheni, she does in fact get her ksuba from the second husband. Why? Because we don't want it to be light in a person's eyes to divorce his wife. And therefore, there is a ksuba, so to make it more difficult for him to divorce her. Then the Mishnah said, Lo yomer la arei ksubasich menachas al ha-shulchan. He can't tell his, or he shouldn't tell his wife, these possessions are what's there for your ksuba, and they're on the table, and now let me go with the other possessions of my deceased brother, sell them. And he can't do the same, even if it's his regular wife. My v'chein, what do you mean, and so too? Now, the Talmud would have thought to say, Hasam hudalo kasav la dekanayu dekanina. He would have thought that in a Yavam, he doesn't write a ksuba. So he doesn't say the things that I will ultimately buy are also obligated for the ksuba. And therefore, if he's going to put objects on the table and say, this is for your ksuba, she's going to be upset, because she's worried maybe these objects will get lost and then she's not going to have a ksuba. Avalach, but I would think with the wife, the kasavla, where he promises her, here's your ksuba, and not only that, the kanoi, all the possessions I've acquired, udikanina, and the objects that I will acquire, are obligated for your ksuba. So maybe at that point, she relies and she feels secure. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush, that not. Gersha, if he divorces the woman and then ain la ksubasa, then he just has to give her ksuba. Gershin, if he divorced her, then he just gives her the money of the ksuba. Lo gershalo, but if he didn't divorce her, apparently he can't sell anything. Kamash mankadur baba, the point of this line of the Mishnah is what we've seen earlier in the name of Rabbi Abba, that a husband, the only way the Yavam can get access to selling the possessions of his deceased brother is if he divorces the Yavama and then brings her back. Hechzira, once he brought her back, Areika Chalanashim, she's like all women that the original Ksuba has now reinstituted. Ve'en Lela Ksubasa, but there is no lien anymore in all of the possessions of her deceased husband. Hechzira Maika Mashmala. If you brought her back, what's the chiddush? Tanina, don't we have the same halacha in a Mishnah about one's wife? Where we learned Tamagarish is Isho Machzira. If a person divorces his wife and then he remarries her, Almanas Ksuba Harishona Machzira. When he brought her back, he reconstituted the original Ksuba. And so the Gemara Ma'adatemi would have thought to say, Ishtohu ti'ihu kasavla ksuba mine. That's true with his wife, because with his wife, he's giving her the ksuba. Avu yivim to dolo ihu kasavla. But Yavam, which as we've seen earlier, the Yavam's not the one writing the ksuba. He's not choosing this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it on him. So then, Eicha de Garsha v'ahadra. So I would think maybe when he divorced her and he brings her back, maybe now the ksuba is from him. Kamash want to know the ksuba is still the original ksuba. Amar Yehuda said, And now halacha about ksuba. Rav Yehuda said, "Barishona yukosul lebasula masayim l'almana mana." Originally, they would not be mishabed all their possessions for the ksuba, but rather they would write to a basula 200 to an almana 100. But then when people would get old, women would not be willing to marry them because they were worried maybe this husband's going to die and those who inherit him are going to hide the cash and there is no shibud nechasim. And Shimon ben Shetach came to tikkun kol nechasim acharein l'ksubas. He's the one who instituted that all of a person's possessions have a lien on them to pay off her ksuba. Tanya nami hachi. We also learned a braisa like this lesson of Rabbi Yehuda. Barishona yukosum lebesula masayim l'almana mana. Originally they used to write the ksuba for a virgin of 200, for a widow 100. And then when husbands would age, v'lo yunosin nashim, they wouldn't marry women because no woman would be willing to marry them. Hiskina then they instituted shiumanichin osa v'veisavia, that they should deposit this amount of money in her father's house. So if the marriage ends, she has the money. But that created different problems. Because then, kishu koe salat, when her husband would get angry, Omalah, he would say, l'chi etzeklus ksubasech, go to your father's house and take your ksuba. And then, you know, if it's a kohen, it's stuck. Kohanim especially have rage and anger. And then he's stuck because he divorced her. So he's kinus, then they instituted shumanichin osu v'veis chamiya. That in the father's house, in the husband's house, he should have the money set aside. So ashiros for the wealthy women, osos osa klaso shol kesef v'shel zav, they make it into baskets woven with silver and gold. Anios, poor women, hayu osos osa avit shel meimir aglayim, they would make the ksuba, a container that was used for urine, a toilet. But that still had the problem of divorce being too easy. Dying and still, kishikoi saleh, when he would get angry, Omalo, he might say, all right, you're divorced, and klik subasech, take your ksubotzi and leave. At Shemashimon ben Shetach, Shemashimon ben Shetach came, v'tikin, and he instituted, shehekosev la, that he has to write in the ksuba, kol nechasai achrayin l'ksubasa, all of my possessions have a lien on them for her ksuba. Hajan Allah, ha'isha, bezis Hashem yisbarach, Vahadrach Alon.